it. Your Navadvip mutt also very nice, eh? Looking.
You go Navadvip also.
Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, when very intoxicated mood he walk, and that days was very much feelings of Vrindavan in his heart. And after 12 years, when he lay in Gambhira temple in Puridham, there also that feelings he maintained, continued. One phrase in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bon dekhi bhram hoy ei Vrindavan, shailo dekhi mane hoy ei Govardhan. There is looking the forest. There he is feeling immediate coming. I am present in Vrindavan. And where is looking some little mountain or big mountain? Actually, little mountain is everywhere, many higher there. And he is feeling, going immediately to this is Govardhan. Giriraj Govardhan, Shaila dekhi mone hoy ei Govardhan. And where is looking some river, thinking, this is Kalindi river. Bon dekhi bhram hoy ei Vrindavan, Shaila dekhi mone hoy ei Govardhan. Anyhow, we are living here. This is a very auspicious place. I am looking everywhere. The Vrindavan feelings coming to us. That is, there is cows in Vrindavan. There is the birds. Everything is transcendental, growing. Natural way, not like civilized way. We are making as our mental position everything for ourselves. And there in Vrindavan, everything growing for satisfaction of Krishna. The natural jungle, natural forest. We do not want to disturb in Navadvip Dham also. That is, you not will see there systematically everything like ours. Mind. But what is growing, that is very auspicious. And when we can see everywhere that presence, we can feel, that is very auspicious thing. Mahaprabhu said, to কুলিন গ্রামবাসী বৈষ্ণব in Chaitanya Charitamrita, you have seen, maybe. A resident of Kulingram, the Vaishnavas, they ask Mahaprabhu, who is Vaishnav and which way we can understand the Vaishnav? That question. Every year they had question in that time. And every year, little different, but same answer given by Mahaprabhu. Who is higher Vaishnav, who is middle Vaishnav, who is junior Vaishnav, which way we can understand? And Mahaprabhu said, Jahare dekhile mukhe aise Krishna naam, tahar janiyo tumi Vaishnav pradhan. After looking, Krishna naam coming in the tongue, and dancing in tongue, looking that man, he is high Vaishnav, high class Vaishnav. And after looking, Nirantar Krishna Nam Yahar Vadani, chanting Krishna Nam, he is middle class. And Nirantar Vaishnav Dahare, Niraparadhi Krishna Nam Karen, Eta. And general class, who is chanting Krishna Nam and affectionate with the devotee, worshipping Krishna, he is junior class. Here is very good, good way differentiated Mahaprabhu. Who is worshipping Krishna and Achyameva Haraye Pujanja Sraddhaye Hate, worshipping Krishna and taking Krishna Nam, but not so much affectionate with the devotee. He is third class Vaishnava. But my language is not perfect, you must be considered. I want to express only this. And second class Vaishnav, who is worshipping Krishna and very affectionate with the devotee of Krishna, he is second class. And first class Krishna, always looking every higher presence of Krishna. Many times, many way Mahaprabhu given answer, at least three times, expressed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That when we are looking the presence of Krishna, every higher, that is the highest feelings. In Chandidas Vidyapati's song, Mahaprabhu hearing in his last 12 years, pastimes. But we are not doing culture that. That is, we are not able to approach. Able to approach. Amra mane yoggo noi arki. We are not fit for that. Not fit, qualified. This is English. We are not qualified to read that. And but their expression is very nice. When Krishna in front of us, we are looking one Krishna. And when Krishna disappears from our eyes, looking everywhere Krishna is present. Very nice expression there. Jodi nayan mude thaki, yantare govinda dekhi. Nayan khulile dekhi shame. Ar jodi choli jai pathe, sham jai mor sathe sathe. Charane charana thakaiya. Very nice song. When we will get that feelings, that is super feelings. But environment, circumstance, and association always can help us if we surrender to Guru Gauranga. All the environment will come for helping us. Here is different with the devotee of Krishna and devotee of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu's lila is Audharya lila, and Krishna's lila is Madhurya lila. Krishna himself playing with them, and Mahaprabhu showing to play of Krishna. Here is Audharya. Krishna lila, Krishna himself playing with his associates and paraphernalia, and Mahaprabhu showing us that Krishna lila, first times of Krishna. And for that, Mahaprabhu is very merciful, more than Krishna. Sometimes Krishna giving entrance there. But Krishna direct not doing that. Krishna, he have no time to see. Krishna always playing many way. And that is actually every moment for the satisfaction of the devotee, Krishna trying to use of his every moment. And devotee, that is, they are not taking any service from Krishna. It is going return back to Krishna double way. That is the difficulty for Krishna. He wants to give back something, but cannot give back. And here is Audharya lila Mahaprabhu, always showing to the devotee, giving supply. From the Mahaprabhu's lila, we are getting that inspiration. Not only inspiration, that service also. Mahaprabhu supplying the service to the devotee. Then Krishna indebted more and more way. And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna said, "Na parai hang niravatta samshuja." I cannot give return to the devotee.
I can't repay you.
Repay. The service, what they are doing for me, I cannot repay that. Every hour Krishna giving some return, and not necessary direct to give that also. There is many agent of Krishna. They are giving some return. We heard from Srila Guru Maharaj, the Srimad Bhagavad Gita is first lesson for the devotee, not it is the highest lesson. First lesson where? There it is first lesson, where is present Srimad Bhagavatam. And more than that, the Goswami's heart expression. That is super scripture, we can tell. When Srila Guru Maharaj expressed his feelings in Premadhama Deva Stotram, there you read it. there one expression, we cannot, mane dharona korte parina, we cannot conceive that. That expression is koti kama murchitangri rupa rasa rangara. Yeah. What is English, Maharaj? Koti kama murchitangri rupa rasa rangara. Going the play of the beauty. And looking that, mane, looking that beauty, beautiful play of Krishna, the Kamadev, who is Cupid, but who is, mane, stored with himself, stored in himself all the beauty. He is Kamadev. Yes. And he is going fainted to see that beauty of lotus feet of Krishna. And that one, not only one Kamadev, many millions of Kamadev, crores of Kamadev, they are fainted to see the beauty of the lotus feet of Krishna. That expression must be Guru Maharaj's heart. Otherwise cannot express this way. Koti kama murchitangri rupa rasa rangara. Every hour we are looking, that song of Guru Maharaj, sometimes some devotee, for their ego, they not taking name of Guru Maharaj. Sometimes somebody cannot tolerate Guru Maharaj. But everywhere we are looking, everybody using the prayers of Guru Maharaj. All the temple, all over the world, we are looking all the prayers of Guru Maharaj. Srila Swami Maharaj, he used the prayers of Pranamami Sada Prabhu Pada Padam, you know that? And that is Guru Maharaj's prayer for his Gurudev. And all the temple using that. Also Premadhavadeva Stotram, we are hearing from all temples, all over the world it is going. But somebody not taking name of Guru Maharaj for their own business. Using Guru Maharaj. Sometimes we heard the tapes of Guru Maharaj, they are listening first, then they are giving lecture. But not naming of Guru Maharaj. But what fault there, we cannot understand. There is no, actually there is no mane bhakti, real bhakti is not there. We cannot say real bhakti is there. Real bhakti always give recognition from very junior to higher. What fault you? What difficulty to give the honor to others? What Mahaprabhu said? Mahaprabhu said, you must give honor to others. And that will come return back to you. Tachya atmani prati mukhasya yatha mukhasri. When you are putting tilaka in your forehead, that coming immediately in the mirror. You can see in the mirror that coming back. Tachyatmani pratimukhasya yathamukhasri. This is expression of Srimad Bhagavatam. Then humility, tolerant and giving honor to others. This is the first qualification of chanting Krishna Nam. Process. This is process. Who cannot tolerate? Who is not humble? And who cannot give honor to others? He is not Vaishnava, actually. But every higher some quality of Vaishnava. Every higher, that is all the jiva souls coming from the Vishnu. as well as Krishna, you can say. But all the jiva souls coming from that big light ball, like sun. And sun ray, we are like sun ray. Ocean and oceans, taranga, waves. Waves, taranga waves. Waves, part of that. Then we have some quality, it is suppressed always. Necessary to open it. Necessary, Mahaprabhu said it's very nice way, cheto darpana marchanam. Clean the mirror, you will see your face. That's very easily you can see your face. Now, your upon the mirror, many dust are there. Much dust, it is covered by dust. Mirror, cheto, chitta, that means your mind. Clean up your mind, you can see there presence of Krishna. That is Harinam. Cheto udarpanam archanam. How are you thinking? Jaya Lalita, my English is good, more than that. Jaya Lalita served very much when she was in Navadvip Dham. But I am unqualified. I cannot use her there properly. Very unqualified man. It is necessary some... I am trying to help everybody. And that way I am getting help. A solar charged battery like that. I am getting help from all the devotees and charging myself. Then I am trying to give return. The light, fan, everything will work. Actually, this is my process and very good process, I think. All the energy I am taking from the devotee. And trying to give return back, that is no question of time in front of me. When necessary is there, I shall try to make myself ever ready, like. Every things have some prattek jinisher ekta mane adhikar ache. Every things have some
qualification, utility.
Utility, yes. Every things have some utility if we can utilize that proper way. But sometimes environment not giving us enthusiasm. And where we are getting that good environment, we are storing the mood of devotion quick. And this is the nature of devotee of Mahaprabhu. What I have, that is my property, nobody will take from me. If anybody wants to take, it will be double in my heart. Like the qualification, school qualification, no, Vidya, education, like education. If you know the mathematics, good, then if you teach to others mathematics, that mathematics growing more and more in your brain, you are not losing anything. If you teach to others, you not will lose anything. And this also like that. Jato hi koribe daan, tato jabe bere. How much you will distribute, it will grow more in your brain and heart. Devotion grow in the heart, and mundane things growing in the brain. But you not will be loser anyway. If you can use yourself this way. Have you any question? I am always talking and you are seated. Kathgoda? English ki janen? Kathgoda mane?
No, in the court.
In the court?
Some. Yeah, yeah. In front of judgment? Yeah, I know what you mean.
Huh?
I forget how to tell in English.
I am presented myself like a accused person in front of the court of the assembly. Here is assembled the devotees, and front of the devotees I present it like accused person. You can question anything. I am very happy.
May you be our judge. May you judge us for our. May we stand proudly for you.
I am not thinking as judge, actually. Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur translated the Vishwa Vaishnavrat Sabha, this word, Bengali word, it's also Sanskrit, Vishwa Vaishnavrat Sabha. And English knowing devotee, knowing devotee, who knows English? English knowing devotee gave many expressions of that word in English, but Prabhupada not like that. Guru Maharaj when told assembly, court of assembly, no? Assembly. And a court. Assembled court. Guru Maharaj used that court. This word. Like high court. That way, use that quote, this word. And Prabhupada took it very quick. Prabhupada said, yes, it is the quote of Vishwa Vaishnava. Here, Sabhamadhya Patra Raj, Upadhi Bhushane Vibhushita. Sri Vishwa Vaishnava Raj, Sabhamadhya Patra Raj, Upadhi Bhushane Vibhushita. Actually, all the rules and regulations and everything in this mundane world, it is shadow of the Vaikuntha Loka. And very tiny shadow of Golok Vrindavan. But when Golok and Vrindavan, there is different, is Golok and Vrindavan is same, and different name, but little different are there. Goloka always in the transcendental world living. And Vrindavan, that means Gokula, it is coming down sometimes for the benefit of mundane world. Mundane world, not mundane, or not only mundane world, but universe, mundane universe. Sometimes coming down that Goloka, and Goloka coming down in the universe, we are telling that is Gokula. Then more merciful than Goloka, the Gokula. You will see in Brahma Sanghita, it is explained in Brahma Sanghita. It is very old scripture, Brahma Sanghita, fifth chapter, what Mahaprabhu, bought from the South India. That time it was in South India, not in Bengal or Orissa. And Mahaprabhu happily bought it for ourselves. And Srila Swami Maharaj used that Brahma Samhita. Swami Maharaj chosen some special recipe or preparation, maybe. That's one for the primary devotee, that is Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Brahma Samhita. Gita and Brahma Samhita, he used both. Govindamadipurusantamang bhajami and Sargosyam Nastakam also. He is using. We are not using too much Sargosyam Nastakam. Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujukau Sri Jiva Gopalakau. Very nice song. And what is easier for the Western devotee, that type of song. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Very easy. Like that. And showing something, first, second, third, this way. Your first lesson is Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You read as it is there. Many interpretation, many words, maybe 700, now maybe 1,000 interpretation come. 50 years ago it was, I heard from Guru Maharaj, 700. Now more than 700.
Verses that man interpretation.
But that is, you get the name as it is. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is. Name come through that idea. What is there? I am telling that. Many interpretation is possible. One word using many way. That is Sanskrit. It's called kamodugha. What you want from that word, you will give that. Kamodugha.
I heard you speak on one tape. You said, and also you mentioned last night, Western are very, very lucky because they haven't had Vaishnava association. Lucky in that no chance for
Vaishnava.
But now, so many people in the West are taking and getting connection to a Vaishnava. So there is somebody, Vaishnava etiquette, who does another beat. We see the devotee so sweet and reciprocating so nicely. Is it necessary that we should come to learn that
Vaishnava etiquette? Only it is just what Mahaprabhu said. We must make me qualified as Vaishnava first, and that qualification very simply Mahaprabhu said first is humility. You will see everywhere Krishna is playing this way, humility will come. If somebody can tell something wrong or right, but you will first look him in right way. If you will think it is wrong, that is, you have maybe some good idea about wrong or right, if it is not possible to correct him, then if you can keep away from that person, but not make any offense to him. This is humility. I'm tolerant. And it is adjoined with the humility. Tolerant is adjoined. That is, sometimes we are hearing something wrong from others, or somebody doing wrong in my front. If it is possible to correct him, I shall try to correct him. Also, myself sometimes can do wrong. And it is very possibility there. That is, we are living in this mundane world, and here everything going in wrong way, not showing the service to Krishna. And where is no service to Krishna, that is wrong. If we culture the Hindu, not a Hindu, it is not actually Hindu, Hindu's property. The Veda, everybody's property. But the Hindu took that culture. And that is somebody telling it is Hinduism. But actually it is Vaishnavism. And Vaishnav can come from everywhere. Then in the Vedas, many good advice we are looking for the rescuing the jiva soul. And if I am a little qualified with that, I shall try to correct that person. Yo, it is wrong and this is right. If cannot correct, that is, ego is the super enemy of everybody. And ego coming through maya, illusion. And first ego is that this is my body, this is my house, this is my family. All I am looking, this is mine. But if this is my, it is first ego. This is mine. But if I think it is not mine actually, I am here. It is through my karma come to me. And through the karma I left it. Any moment I can left it. Through my karma. Then where is my amar kothay odhikar? Where is my right to tell this is mine? And through that, some ego coming, and knowledge is very tiny with everybody. And if I think, I am very qualified, then that will be that will go against of me. Actually, it is not true. What is true? I heard from Guru Maharaj, Newton. Newton was a very big
scientist.
And some scientists are telling to Newton, you are now very great and great proprietor of science knowledge. And Newton said, I am only collecting some stone from the
ocean.
But I am little better than you all. That is, I can understand what I am doing and what is my position, and you do not know that. And that tolerance and humility will come through proper knowledge. Then we shall try to take it, get that. Tolerance will come this way. If we think that without wills of Krishna, not possible to move a straw, that's also in one history, in one story in Upanishad. Yeah. Indra, Chandra, Bayu, Varun, they was very proud. I can do this, I can do that, I can do that. And that time, Lord Vishnu come. Vishnu? Who come? Yeah? Yes. Some Vishnu's power, I think. Come and seated there and looking very bright, then first the Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varun. First there come the Vayu, the wind master. Wind?
Yeah.
Air? Yeah. Air, Varun? Varun is the... Huh? No, Maharaj. Varun is the master of water. He is the deity.
Form.
And he come and he said, I can wait everything, I can make Mahapralaya
right.
Through my power, the ocean.
Yes.
And one straw shown me, can you make wait this straw? And Varun tried many ways, cannot. Done. Then he gone back and from there, Vayu, Pavan, Pavan again,
deity of the air.
Deity of the air come and he tried to show his power. But he also failure and gone back. Chandra come and other, the demigods, they come. But that old man told, you can do it, you can do it, and they cannot do anything. Then Indra come and that man disappeared from that place. And instead of that man, appeared there Parvati, Mother Durga. She is Vaishnavi also. And Indra asked to Mother Durga, said, Mother, here was one man, old man, and who is that man? Nobody can defeat him. Then Mother Durga said, he is the supreme of all power. And when he is giving some power to others, they are getting that power. Otherwise not. And this consciousness will give tolerance and humility. Everything by the wills of Krishna happening, then what austerity or pain or other things coming to me, that's coming through my karma. And all by the wills of Krishna happening for rectifying me, then I must tolerate it. What can I do? I shall try to rectify me, and this way what pain will come to me, I shall tolerate that, and no other way. And this way humility will come to us. Tolerance also will come to us. And other way, Mahaprabhu said, giving honor to others. What I have, nobody will take that. But what you have, if I try to get it, that is more good for me. Here is, I am mentioning the qualification. What you have qualification, if I take it proper way, then I will be rich. But if you give me, then I can take it. So which way you will give me? If I give some honor to you, Otherwise not, you will not care me. And also, nobody will disturb you if you give honor to him. If I give some high chair or some respect, so what's difficulty for me? I shall give respect to everybody. Oh, you are very good, you are very good, no problem. Rupa Goswami Prabhu, in front of Rupa Goswami Prabhu, one Digvijay Pandit come. Digvijay Pandit means?
Unconquerable.
Qualified man come to Rupa Goswami Prabhu. He wants to defeat to Rupa Goswami, that is, he is thinking and he heard that Rupa Goswami is a great Pandit. And he challenged Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami not took his challenge. He immediately told him, what you need, sir, from me? Yes, you must debate with me, and I want to defeat him. And Rupa Goswami said, I am a very
insignificant.
Why you are you want to defeat me?